This is August the 8th, 1992. We're gathered at the bookstore on a Saturday afternoon. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I have to take up the petition where Norma left off. I apologize if we have interfered with anything on this day. It seems like everyone's running on such a fast track, and there were things that needed to be discussed with the group. Note I said group. Now I need your help, so I'm going to make you a group. Is that earthy enough to suit you? Political. My heart is filled with appreciation. When there's something to be done, you do it. What you do, always, from whatever moment it is on, is extremely important, extremely necessary. I come in the holy light of God. My mission is great. Obviously, you are the other portion of my mission. Ones respond. When you realize what it is we are about, and once you come into communion with God, you don't hesitate in your response. Always question, always clear. But know and learn to hear the call. Now this will go out of this room, and I do not want it accepted by any listeners as other than sharing in friendship. I have to use the example. Don't think there aren't questions that come up in the minds of what you will consider great men and their relationship with what is possibility and what is. But when reason and respect and need are qualified by inner guidance, there isn't any hesitation. In my past experience with Commander Greitz, I have no trouble with communication with him, regardless of who he may think me to be. There is great reverence, great respect, as one commander to another. And we put higher cause where it belongs, above all. And therefore we're not confined to the clutter of what if, and maybe if, and let somebody else do it. We know that in coalition, we, that means you, him, me, they, can do it. All things can be done. Now, I could sit here and give you great lectures today. You get enough of that. And we'll cover it as we move along. But ones who visit must understand that these are meetings of great importance, and we must attend God's business and that of our brothers first, always and foremost. For the Mountain Festival and before, I have been confronted by your lead, and I have been told that you will not dare, you will not present Colonel Greitz on any program. We will pull him down along with your bunch. And of course, in typical godly response, I said, "Made my day." it's important that what will take place in this location during the Mountain Festival. And when the team went to work, it got arranged in 2 days. When I wrote and requested immediate response, I need you here, Commander Greitz. Our agreement is I will not summon you in person unless I need you. I need you now. His response was, sir, I'll be there. I have this, 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 and this on my schedule. Let me know so I can squeeze my other responsibilities. I salute this man. He is a gift to you people. He is the hope to you people and for your nation. Will it be now at some November ritual? It makes no difference. At some point, you must have leaders. Leaders willing to give their life without hesitation. And he's been willing to do that, friends, all his adult life. Thinking it was for his nation and brother and freedom. Can you imagine how disappointed you are to think how disappointed these men who have given everything they have for your nation and freedom to have to realize what has happened and what your nation has come to be through the criminals who have achieved power. Ones wish to place words in my mouth. You must really hate those bastards. No, I love them. I love them because they don't know what it is they do. And it's easy to be forgiving, for there's nothing to be forgiven except by those at whose hands they have paid. That's your prisoners of war. I guess the only way that I can make it more clear to you is to read the portion of Greitz's message when he said, there's one thing that will not be interrupted. And that is a fast in behalf of our POWs having nothing to do with my campaign on the 15th of August for 24 hours. Because what we can't do, God can do if we ask and mean it. This tells you all you need to know about what is coming down on those blessed brothers who sit incarcerated, some of them underneath the city of Hanoi, others in Russian gulags. And your government knows it. And they will kill them before they will allow them to be set free. Well, why doesn't Hatton just go get them out? No. God didn't put them there. If they're going to be gotten out, you are going to cause them to be released. And since you can't do it with guns, you better damn well do it with God. I will hold your hand. I will do whatever is required of me, the same as I would ask of you. And together we can pull it off. I will not, in your stead, Go get them out. So I would ask someone to share that particular aspect of what is being asked. The other point is that Commander Greitz, in response, will be here on the 16th in the afternoon in Tehachapi, and then we'll go and speak in Bakersfield. You're out of time. You're out of time. You have to act now. I will protect the situation. It will come off exactly as it is to come off. Exactly. And you will do it. We will not hamstring this man who must go out there to meet this nation and the hostility and the bullets of the assassins by causing distraction with some flying discs, which any one of you can see on any evening over Northrop. Perhaps it's a test for you ones also, to see where your egos are. It's kind of nice to have that kind of pull, isn't it? Well, let's appreciate who has the pull. God has the pull. Not any one of you here or elsewhere. Rick, would you give us a rundown, please? I realize that you have handed Dorma a paper. I would rather not pull her back right now, please. Let's share what is planned, and then we will talk a little bit about how everybody scatters this to the four corners so that there is a crowd out there and another in Bakersfield to support this man. Please, Rick.
Thank you, Commander. I've been in contact with the various Bogreitz people in Bakersfield, and they are filled with appreciation that Bo has agreed to speak there. They are now thrown into full action, as they were, in fact, when Brent and I met with them. As you know, there was a recent night before last, for 24 hours, there was a vigil in the park to get publicity for Bo's campaign. Bo will be speaking at, I believe, 8 o'clock in Bakersfield. The place is yet to be determined, but there is a great deal of enthusiasm by those ones. The Bo people here, the Bo supporters here in Tehachapi, are extremely excited about this. Everyone here in Tehachapi that has found out about this has just rallied, and everyone is willing to lend a hand to do whatever is required to make this thing come off. The network, I've come to realize, is fantastic throughout California, throughout Southern California. I believe if we get this word out over the next few days, there will be ones coming from great distances to attend. That would be my hope. There was a great deal of activity trying to secure a place here in Tehachapi, and after much discussion and reevaluation about inside versus outside, Mountain Festival versus this and that and the other thing, we've decided on an outdoor event, and this morning we finalized the place. It will be at the glider port outside. And I don't know what else to say about it. I'm very grateful that Bo responded and that everyone is willing to lend a hand. It's exciting and it's scary too. 3 o'clock on Sunday at the glider port.
Thank you, Rick. I'm sure that the rest will fall into its proper application and the capability of spreading the word is possible. And without longer planning, realize it's harder to close you down. It's harder to ruin it. It will not be ruined. If great danger presents itself and total confrontation with command, that is the only thing that would keep him from arriving here. And should that happen, I am asking other ones from the Constitutional Law Center to be available to make some brief talk about Constitution and where you are. And then one or two others will be able to fill in if that becomes necessary. I do not anticipate it will become necessary. Now, for you who want to show, please guide your thought tracks with reason and consideration for the safety and security of other ones. Because if we have to have a visible, visual confrontation that day, we will do it. And it will be about the hardest thing that your journey will ever have to overcome as you move along. And I talk about ones in this room, not ones at the glider port. So be careful what you ask for. You might get it, and it might not be what it was you had in mind. It is extremely important that it be this location during this period of time. And that's all you need to know. Let's leave the rest to God. There are other things planned appropriately as we move along on these very dates, during these very celebrations. So allow us to function in security and safety and not bring harm to the very ones that we purport to serve and support. My request to you is that you allow yourself to consider very carefully at midnight on the 15th for one day, if you would fast. Not just don't eat. Eating has nothing to do with it. And if you need sustenance for your body because it becomes ill, then eat. You can drink juices. The point is to focus on those ones who sit in those prisons with their death hanging above their heads at the hands of your politicians. There is nothing you can give up that day, save your life itself, that can match the terror and the hopelessness. And if you don't do it, as Commander Greitz so eloquently puts it, they are doomed. And yet, if each of you will take another's hand and focus, that's all the fasting is a focus for a purpose. And then he asked that on Sunday morning we petition God in their behalf as a whole. Maybe we'll let him do that in the afternoon first. Ones won't hear of this. So do we do it? Or, whoops, I missed it? No, the next Saturday will be even better, won't it? You get at it until it's accomplished. If everyone had the stamina of a Gandhi or a Chavez. What if no one in this nation ate for 30 days? I think you'd get your prisoners out, and I believe you would get them out alive. Well, I wouldn't dare suggest that ones would do that much for their brother. But I ask you to consider very carefully doing it for your brother next Saturday. Is there anything else we need to discuss about that particular happening?
This is okay. I read in a recent newsletter that you think that Bo Greitz does not agree with you, Hatton. I think I know where Bo Greitz is coming from, and I think I might be able to clear some of that up.
You mean about?
About William Greer.
Yes. Oh, all right.
I have a copy of the video with me. And after the meeting, perhaps in groups or something, I can show anyone that a reflection off of Roy Kellerman's head is not a 45. And I went back and I found out what you, Hatton, wrote about how William Greer killed the president. And I don't think Bo disagrees that William Greer I think Bo Greitz is saying that the reflection that you see is not a 45 like, what's the name, Ray Riznick says?
Well, many ones, yes.
Okay. At first I did think that it was a 45, and now I can see that it is a reflection. And I have a very clear copy of video that if you look at the video, when I freeze the frame, you will see that the line that looks like a gun shape does not even line up with the president's head. And this is what Bo Greitz is saying, that is not a 45. Bo Greitz is not saying that William Greer did not kill the president.
I understand. He is saying that in that picture, it is not reflected as a 45.
Also, in the movie JFK, I saw it in the theater twice. I was specifically looking for that scene that shows the driver, and they showed it in the movie. In the home video version, it is not, that scene is not in there. Also, I told Bill Cooper myself that I thought Bo Greitz was correct, that reflection is not a 45. And also, I brought your newsletter that said how the assassination was actually accomplished. And I think that you said that it was a remote control device hidden in the seat. So.
Thank you. Someone has done some research.
So I have the video, and after the meeting, anyone who would like to can see that.
And you will also note that the car was destroyed. So there would be no evidence.
Okay, I thought it would just be a good idea to let everyone know that to clear up any confusion before Bo Greitz comes. And also I gave Rick Martin a copy of some tapes when Bo Greitz did a talk with Robert Groden a couple of months ago. And they are discounting Bill Cooper saying that's a reflection. And I think Bill Cooper may have actually seen the documents, and that's why he's trying to stick to the fact that Greer did it, even though he knows that that reflection is not a gun.
Well, I can tell you unequivocally, Greer was responsible for one of the final death bullets, simultaneously with E. Howard Hunt's bullet. And you will note that neither men have been so much as disciplined for that act. One came under question, the other has obviously been cleared by technicalities. Connolly knows, he saw, he witnessed. And other ones witnessed. I thank you. This is what we must do. Don't just listen and sit on your assets. Find out. It's the only way truth can be brought forth. The only way. Question, look, dig, and then when the evidence establishes itself, go get them. Because what you will have is when the evidence begins to establish itself, the big cover comes down. And 200 people who witnessed that shooting met with suicide of one sort or another. That alone tells you that it's kept from you. Out of order a little bit, we received a letter, and I've printed it at the end of a pretty long dissertation regarding another group. We've got to stop playing the silly games. But this is wonderful. This man has written, and he hasn't read very much of our material. He's read some Nostradamus, he's read some other stuff, and he's been reading The Liberator, I believe, for only 4 months. But he's learned to look at the news. And he has learned to go research and look at evidence. And this one's come up with a pretty interesting suspicion that at least satisfies him as to who the leader in the Antichrist circumstance will be and is. And he didn't even know how to spell the name. And Dorma was so upset because I wouldn't spell it for her that she went through the almanac, she went through every paper she could find. Did you expect it to be Gorbachev? Henry Kissinger's or Robitoid? You've got to put the pieces together. And you've got to look farther than at the obvious. You don't know who are the disinformers. You don't know, but what I am a disinformer, unless you check it out within and clear your space. And I appreciate your bringing it. I would like Dorma to be able to monitor it. So please, let us do that before we leave here this day. And as for the other, and the lesson, I believe that what I wrote today will be one of the greatest lessons any of you could have. Charles came up with a box yesterday in the morning, and he said, somebody loves you, or something to that effect. Here's a gift for you. And there were busy things going on, and so it sat. And then finally, Dorma put it away because there were guests visiting and she didn't want it there. She wanted to open it privately. She doesn't see, you see, without some glasses, so she didn't read it. She'd look at it, just set it aside. So late in the evening, and by the way, these visitors are pretty incredible. Some of your business is going to flourish because of these ones. And yet, it will flourish through a group that is not a group. There's much at play. I want Debbie to know that things are going to come together. And whatever seems to be will work out, and it will be all right. Because you cannot see as far as I. There comes a time to confront and a time to put off acting. There comes a time to mature and face responsibility. And in that change, in that moment, you'll be astounded at how everything begins to work properly. There are going to be some farm workers, migrant workers, construction going on. And the interesting part is that there is much politics involved. You know, let's just buy off everybody. Well, you don't have to buy off everybody because they've already been bought off by the ones who got there first. And already part of the project is finished and dedicated. But they need more. But the reason that I want to speak of this one particular man who works with our people on the dome structures and this particular kind of fabrication also knows very well people from the administration. This man served in the OSS. His adult life has been spent in places like Nicaragua, Sudan, Ethiopia. He's able to talk firsthand, having traveled with the one who is now president Africa. And he says Africa is dead. There is no hope. They have had to strip the land to the point there is nothing left. It has changed everything. In South Africa, there is no way to replace because climate has changed. And he very patiently sat while Dorma spouted off the writing that outlaid all of these political maneuverings. And so, to the side, he said to Oberle, be very careful. There's a big difference in a pending, what is the word?
Indictment.
And an issued indictment. And I think I heard issued. So on this tape, I want to clarify. The grand jury is not sitting now. In Washington, D.C., there are many grand juries. The particular grand jury that heard the evidence in this case never issued the final indictment. The indictment issued that I speak of are the charges against Bush for obstruction of justice. The indictment for looking into all of the Irangate responsibilities that would include Bush and Reagan, etc., that has been in your news lately, is pending. And obviously has been stopped. It would have meant the fall of your nation. What will come of it? Watch it unfold. The news gets so confused. They come forth and they say Reagan is going to be under indictment. You cannot bring Reagan under indictment without bringing public indictment against Bush. So you know that immediately Mr. Walt said that that indictment against Reagan was not. He would only be used as a witness. And then everyone snickered and said he would forget anyway. His memory so bad. Well, I can only ask you to read the other, that document. Yes, I suppose it's sensational. I suppose that Hatton is guilty of many things, and that is that I am surprised that you ones have not figured these things out. For instance, where Perot fits in this, what his position is structured to be in this, and what the contingency plans are in case. That doesn't sell, or this doesn't sell. You don't pull in a Secretary of State, dear ones, and hook him up with the head of HUD, Mr. Kent, to win an election for someone failing in the polls. The Secretary of State? Come, come. They are the team intended to be thrust forth if this other thing cannot be pulled off properly. There are great problems between Mr. Kemp and the administration. The promises of the administration have not been kept, including rebuilding of L.A. and farm worker housing. Yes, it's interesting, isn't it, how it all comes roost on Taxby's doorstep. Isn't that funny? Anyone think that's strange? Well, it gets less and less strange the longer you're going to live in it. But you're going to have a little bit of faith in my judgment as a brother. You see, we are not the enemy of anyone. We're not going to fight anyone. If you change your government, you will do it. And if it is changed, it will be through ones like Bogreitz, and you're helping him do it. Because God isn't going to do anything about it except tell you how it is and what you can do to make it different. And who are his people? That is something you will discern, each of you. And when you decide, you're going to find you're either in or out. That's your choice. I'm not going to bribe you. I'm not going to force you. And if it's liftoff time and you can't make up your mind, I will wave goodbye and wish you well. I would not want to be waiting, having denied that. Because in denying that, you have denied God. Doesn't matter what you do with Space Cadet. Just remember, we only bring the word. We don't intervene. We don't interfere. But yes, I'm going to tell you. And some of these of the elite know us well. And they'd kind of like to help this cause quite a bit. You know, hey, maybe if I help you here, you won't be quite so hard on me then. Well, I'm perfectly open to all the help we can get, and I hope you are too. We can certainly use all the help we can get. Let's just not lose sight of our goal. Our goal is not for gold. Our goal is for God. This is a tremendous transition of a planet and a species. And I'd like to see you make it. I really and sincerely would. We've traveled a long, long time together. And I think this time we may just get it done. In time, somehow, for the Radiance. But obviously it will not be for all. And all the badgering, all the battering that ones can do against my scribe makes not one iota of difference. Unless she succumbs, do you see? And then I'm at a slight disadvantage for a while. And in that context, I'd like to have Overly read today's writing because it deals with this. And this is the lesson. And it has to do with that gift that was not. And anonymous writers who know all, see all, and get all of this wondrous information from anonymous, unidentified sources, to thrust their denouncements against us. I will stand against anyone, person to person, nose to nose. Bring them on. I know who I am. I tell you who I am. I expect them to do likewise. But they never do, you notice. Go ahead.
I think you're kidding. There's no. 17 pages, Commander.
Well, I'm not kidding.
Well,
you're then, up to it, Oberlin.
Then you've got more confidence in me than I have.
Well, then, please, son, pass it on to someone who can do it. Maybe we'll only do 13 pages. Maybe you'll get the point after 3 pages. We'll see. I would hope that you will find it interesting and informative enough that you will want to hear it all.
Well, I hope you feel free to stop me at any time. Saturday, August the 8th, 1992.
He got it right. You see, he's capable of this.
7:38 a.m. Light and shadow. In the shadow of the lilies, the butterfly rests and sups. Also, but also is the scorpion, seeking cool shade to cool himself. Each is a perfect creation, each perceived differently. You must see that it depends upon wherefore are the lilies. If they choke the field of food crop, then man discerns them to be weeds and intruders. The butterfly... but the larvae will eat the crops, and the beauty of the butterfly in all its glory is lost. Then there is the scorpion, attending his business, of eating insects, which infect those very crops, but which is deemed evil. First of all, the scorpion will be smashed, and yet, if man touches not and torments not the scorpion, will he be stung? Whose truth do you perceive as right? Whose speeches do you perceive correct? How often do you discern for another by your own possible incorrect judgment? How do you know? When you say, write another to moan and complain and discount, do you sign your name? Do you back up your information with open announcement and ask for discussion of another's speakings? Or do you feign righteous attitude, denounce under the guise of wisdom, bearing not your name, making incorrect assumptions, and acting without more than a tiny fragment of input in the most gracious allowance I can offer? Norma cries out to me, no, please, do not respond to this attack against me, for I am hurt by the response more than the arrow. But Sheila, I am a master teacher. Is your ego desire greater than are all the students who come in seeking and searching to hear truth, discern in reason, and allow for their lessons? Can you not see that the greatest of lessons are the ones gleaned from that which at first appears to be least? And when the student, Sheila, has learned this greatest of lessons, shall the journey into radiance be attained, not before. Gift. Indeed, that which I will share with you is one of the most wondrous gifts Dharma has ever received. A small box arrived, and Charles brought it forth and said, "Somebody loves you and has sent you a gift." Rushed and embarrassed, she set it aside to open privately, for the things received are abundant with special meanings. The leather satchel in every color of the rainbow, the pressed flower petals, the shirts with the phoenix in a great variety.